A nonprofit organization in Saratoga Springs that is planning to offer temporary housing to people in need has a vision to provide shelter to backstretch workers. Mercy House is planning a four-story, 30,000-square-foot facility on Washington Street, adjacent to Bethesda Episcopal Church. A suite of rooms would support backstretch workers from Saratoga Racecourse who are in need of alcohol or substance abuse counseling or other services. The project recently received a $25,000 gift from the New York Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association. On Thursday, I spoke with Gordon Boyd, a Saratoga Springs resident and president of Mercy House, about the project.
Mercy House has been set up by Bethesda Episcopal Church to manage the housing resources in a new building that Bethesda will be building adjacent to the church, just off Broadway in downtown Saratoga Springs. And we will have about altogether 20,000 square feet available in apartments and other configurations for people that would otherwise be homeless. We've formed partnerships with Wellspring, which manages folks with suffering domestic violence, Veterans and Community Housing Coalition, which looks after homeless military veterans, especially women with children. Transitional Services Association for people with disabilities, alcohol, drug recovery, or mental illness. And we've set up a nice suite of rooms designed really for backstretch workers who are going through alcohol or drug recovery or have been injured at the track and need to recuperate. And just last week, we were proud to announce support for that suite of rooms from the New York Thoroughbred Horsemen Association in support of the backstretch mission, because it's so important to the horsemen, it's important to the community, and it's a major component of the Mercy House mission.
So the $25,000, what exactly will that go towards? Because there's a lot, you're building a building, and so there's a lot of different parts of that. But this $25,000, what specifically will that go towards when talking about the backstretch workers?
That'll go towards the capital cost of finishing off that space. It won't be the only cost that we have to meet there. We're talking about a $9 million building, but it certainly will help us furnish that, that suite in ways that will be helpful to the backstretch workers. And we will be dedicating that suite of rooms to the late Rick Violet, who was a very distinguished trainer and horseman and was a leader of the Thoroughbred Horsemen in giving attention to the backstretch workers as a critical part of their industry.
When we last talked, which was last winter, Mercy House, you had put out the floated the idea of it being a possible emergency homeless shelter for the wintertime. And is that still a goal of the organization?
We certainly want to make our space available to anyone who is in need of shelter at any time of the year through the groups that we're working with. So we would still be open to that possibility, but we have been having discussions with the Saratoga County Department of Social Services. They have clients of theirs that are in need of emergency housing in the wintertime, and we've had, you know, very fruitful progress with that agency as a way of providing a resource in the wintertime. So at this point, that's the direction we're going.
I believe the number that you said is $9 million for the project. So what's the status of the fundraising for this effort?
We have money set aside, the church does, from the sale of some properties that we did about 4 or 5 years ago. We've been using some of that seed money to develop the project, but we still have plenty of capital available. We have a very motivated anonymous donor who is going to help us get pretty close to the finish line, hopefully later this year. And we are, you know, with the basic operating plan for the facility, we will be able to handle a small mortgage if that becomes necessary.
And when is the ultimate goal to have Mercy House up and running?
We'd like to break ground before the end of the year, and if our donor is able to complete a business transaction and make the funds available, then we would be able to break ground by the end of this year, and hopefully we would be opening our doors before the end of 2020 or maybe the winter of 2020 and 2021.